God of all times and places, show us the way to go when we're faced with choices. We know you'll never lead us down the wrong path. In Jesus' name we pray. Holla at your Lord.
Holla. Are you praying or seducing him?
Hey.
I won't lead you down the wrong path, baby.
Adam's here.
Hey. How you doing, buddy?
Even Jesus had urges.
I called my dad. Let's get right into it because we just came back from our 4-day weekend, which I thoroughly enjoyed. I did
so nice.
I did absolutely nothing.
I was gonna say because I was telling Jess NYC is here and Sexy Potato is here, and if you have the camera, it's available keithandthegirl.com/forums right on the top right. If you are watching, Adam just gave you the finger. Anyway, you're watching everyone busy at work right. On the camera, but anyway. I was thinking, what did we do? You know, but we saw movies, we went out to eat, we played ping pong. There's so much shit to do in this
world.
Got
schooled in air hockey.
It was one of those working vacations.
No, Hemdo was badass, but
thank you. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
So let's start right there then. Me, Hemda, you, and your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going, you two?
Okay. After 4 years, fuck it, you know? It's like, whatever.
So explain what we were doing.
We were getting antsy, and by we, I mean me, and I'm like, let's go out. And of course, once you're a couple for a certain amount of time, when you go out, it's like, we need another couple to like hang out with, or at least like another person or two. Right? I mean, it's a good idea.
Sometimes I do like it.
Sometimes
I like
he cannot stand talking to you.
Right. So I feel
he
like
needs he to
needs
put
to,
you in another yeah. part of the room with the girl.
Right. No, but see, I understand that.
I need to see the hell that Adam's going through.
We both just stand back and go, do you believe this shit?
We picked this. We picked this life.
And then there's
what did
beer
you tell
involved.
Her this morning?
We go, I guess it could be worse. Cheers. Wanna swap?
So,
Adam, I'm flattered.
we go to a pool, ping pong, and air hockey place. What is the name of the place?
This is a place around Adam's neighborhood.
Brownstone Billiards.
Brownstone Billiards. It's Grand Army Plaza. I used to live there. I used to live on Sterling Place.
Is this where you lived with Adam?
No.
No.
That was my very first apartment. The apartment where, I move in, and when I first came to New York, and I stayed at a hostel, and then, you know, somebody let me stay with them, which is so surprising, but I guess, you know, everybody needs some kind of roommate, so
what,
they trust
somebody
me.
Randomly,
you know what, I mean?
What, did you answer
I went,
an ad?
Or? I went to an acting audition, and the dad said, my son has his apartment has a high turnover rate.
Oh, wow.
And so I ended up moving in there.
That's kind of, that's a warning sign.
That's weird.
High turnover rate.
Well, I'm the dad.
But I just came here with nothing.
Right.
And I was able to take shit. Remember, this was the place when I was in that hostel, the first hostel, and I'm ready to get out. And I see ads like, do you want to be a live-in daycare worker? And I'm like, live-in? Okay. I do need a place to live in. And this is the one where I go for, let's, you know, whatever you call it, interview. And they go, this was the clincher. How do you wipe a baby's ass? And I go
girl's ass.
Right, a girl's ass. So I figure I wipe it front to back. So it's got to be the opposite, or you wouldn't ask. So I go back to front,
scrape it right in there.
Right. That's what she said. What?
You fill it up like it's spackle.
No, you don't do that. Oh. You know. She's like, oh my god, no! You're gonna get feces and everything in there. And I'm like, oh god, that's for your girl.
It's all right, I'll look it out.
And so I go, no, right? Did I say back to front? I meant front to back. You would never do a back to front. That's diseases. Fuck you.
You really did say something like that, though.
Yeah. I'm like, did I say that? Of course you wouldn't. Okay, well, I'll give you a call. No,
you were
won't.
So desperate. You were so desperate.
So desperate.
Can
and then,
I keep the poop?
And these people let me in. And so I go in. And then like a week later, I hear that the person across the way got robbed and stabbed from a screwdriver.
Wow.
Knocked on the door opened a little bit, they busted open that thin chain, and knifed him with a screwdriver.
Lovely.
Yeah, so there was my first apartment.
So that's where you just moved
in. That could have been you, shanking them.
So it was definitely fun to visit. It's definitely fun to revisit that area,
yes.
To go back to the very ghetto place. Very ghetto.
It's very out of place in the neighborhood now, but it's...
It's so ghetto.
You could tell they're mid trying to change their clientele.
Well, can you tell? How can you tell by that huge sign that says, we're sorry for our appearance, we're doing construction? Now, normally...
I thought they meant the clientele. But no, they mean they're actually uprooting earth inside the building.
You can actually see the piping inside as you walk in. Usually when the people are under construction, you do have that sign that says, excuse us for our, you know, our appearance. Mm-hmm. Right. And then there's a cloth over things or a wall in between you and the construction.
Who do you think that new section's going to be for, though? It's raised up 4 feet. They're doing it all over from the ground up.
I love how half the clientele is like the old neighborhood, like it's all black. There's hip-hop music playing. And then the other half is like the nerdiest looking white kids.
At that place?
Yeah. Did you see like
the other half?
Not the other
half. Not half.
The other
5%.
Yeah.
Including us.
I agree. It was 5%. Like, but it's aside from us, the white people coming in were obviously the people who were changing the neighborhood, like the artsy fartsy, you know, our parents are paying our bills, whatever. And, you know, they're ironically wearing ties and, you know, have
and
the
later
hat
they'll
to the side.
Get ironically mugged and stabbed. Like a joke. And everything's unearthed and everybody's bringing their own booze. And I'm like, how is this legal? And did you see this in the bathroom?
Well,
you don't even know
legal.
The best. We used to go there. I remember we were like 12 and it would be nothing but 40s. And you would just openly smoke blunts right next to like the counter. They didn't like.
You lived close enough to that place.
Yeah. I went there growing up. And, right. Yeah, we'd have like kids' parties there and shit. And, yeah.
Kids' parties there?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I don't know. You saw the sign. They have kids' parties.
But I'll tell you how the 40s are all legal now, because everyone's drinking them out of brown paper bags. Like, oh, nobody knows what I'm drinking here.
No, the
it's
guys
okay.
at that pool table next to us had cognac, and they had plastic cups. You see that?
It's very classy.
And the guy yells at them, and it's not to stop drinking your fucking cognac. It's to just keep the cup off the empty table next to you, you know? They had like a fucking bar set up next to him on an empty table.
It's classy.
That is classy. So I'm like, how can they get away with this? And I go into the bathroom. Wednesdays, 25% off for all city, state, and federal employees.
Shut up.
Yeah.
They're encouraging those guys to come.
You get a 25% discount, shut your mouth.
I don't appreciate those guys.
Right. The federal employees, they can go anywhere. That's where they're going to go. Grand Army Plaza Pool. Okay. So I got to be a dick and start playing white music on the jukebox.
Oh, my God.
The most offensive, like, lineup of music.
Do you remember the music?
It started off with Def Leppard Photograph, I think.
Yeah.
And then
I mean this is like Thug. This isn't just Black. This
is
Thug.
Yeah. It went the best part. Mm. It's like mid it's mid like DMX or something
like that.
And I guess you didn't understand.
No, I did not. I thought they were playing music for the jukebox. I would play my music, go back to the pool table. You know, who was the dick? I can't tell. The one white person in the shirt. So no, I play it, and it's like a bad movie where I'm the white guy that bumped into the black DJ.
Photograph.
I don't want you. I was still at the It stopped. The music played, and I'm standing.
And
by
you had
the
12
jukebox.
Picks left.
So then I'm like, fuck it. I'm finishing this $5 bill. I pay $5. I'm like, how many is that going to give me? It plays 12 songs.
And the worst is you're picking shit that you don't even like. Pink was on next, I think.
Pink was there. I'm playing songs like Simple Man, Crystal Ship. Now, you're hearing Chameleon Air. And then you're rocking to it or hip-hopping to it, excuse me. And then the next thing is... Dun, 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 the crystal ship.
The Doors.
Dun, 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 dun.
And literally, I'm on my way to the bathroom, and I'm hearing, like, what the fuck is up with this fucking jukebox? Like... And people are just watching you pick songs as a photograph.
Adam
going.
And Young and I think like
did they know I did it though during the thing?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. During the thing, they weren't really looking at me though. Why? How come nobody steered me down? Nobody talked to me in the bathroom. I thought they would.
I don't know, but we were all looking around. Were you, Adam? Were you not looking around?
No, and everyone looked kind of pissed off.
Right? No, they were pissed off because you know what? I was upset. But by the third song, I'm like. My music does suck. Can you bring on the hip-hop? I was actually enjoying that. I just wanted to be a dick for a little bit. That's all. Nirvana's Come As You Are, and I don't have a gun. And then Three Thugs are like, I do. Turn it off. But whatever. It was fun. It was fun. And wait.
Cubby Bear, this is from Hawaii, says, why would the jukebox even have those songs?
Exactly.
I was wondering the same thing.
I didn't come in with Gimme Shelter.
We just told you they're trying to change the clientele.
Right. I didn't come in with this song. I didn't come in with Toby Keith. That was on the jukebox.
That was the best one. Yeah. That was my walk to the bathroom. Angry and that's American. Where it's like, what the fuck? Like, people
I thought
are just
you were
like,
playing, and I'm proud to be an American.
At least
I know I'm free. I thought that was coming on.
And let me tell you something else.
That's funny, though. If you played that, everyone would have loved it.
All the songs that I played, these animals sampled. Get to know your history. You're welcome. The song started, they actually thought they knew it. Then they're like, what are these? Words that aren't about killing and raping? Oh, that's new to me. I didn't bring in the music. But yeah, you forget. I forgot what was on there. You get to like the 10th song and it's a random REO Speedwagon. You're like, I'm sorry. I didn't fucking know. And then we try to update Annie, me and Adam talking real loud. You know, I think Kramer's the new Pryor. Am I wrong?
Did you guys really do that?
No, of course
not. Oh, I think I didn't hear that, you retards.
A lot of dick songs. Matchbox 20, Nickelback, for no reason.
You don't even like that.
I don't. Yeah. I didn't even like it.
Look at this photograph.
What was it?
That's at the end of the 300th show, you singing that song. KeithandTheGirl.com/live. You got to get those shows, the newest one being Boston.
KeithandTheGirl.com/live, the three shows. Also, at the store, I don't think a lot of people know about the bonuses on the DVDs.
Which is so weird. It's not like you hid them. It's right there.
I don't like when they hide stuff on DVDs because I feel like I'm missing out on something I paid for. I don't need Easter eggs. Just tell me where this shit is.
Here's hidden tracks on your CDs. You wait the 20 minutes and then just, fuck you.
You should do that.
You wasted your time. And then you wait 20 minutes again for nothing. Because I would have to hear it. I'd have to hear everything I paid for. The first DVD has commentary by me, Adam, and our other friend Craig. The second DVD, I forget what one of the extras is, but I know the other one is a complete Keith and the Girls show. You can't hear anywhere else, 30 minutes. And this newest DVD is Keith McNally stand-up and Brumsky animated. So make sure you get the DVDs and check out the bonus shit. I called my dad for his birthday, 26th
that was
of
yesterday,
this
right?
month. Yeah, called him up. And
26th birthday, wow.
Yeah. He, you know what? And then I go, I don't understand, and I'm in trouble for never listening, so I don't know. Anyways, happy
He's
birthday.
Your brother.
Right. and he started asking, you know what? I was talking to Mom about that place we went. He calls, you know, my mom.
Why am I bracing myself?
Yeah. Oh, you
that
didn't hear
creepy.
This story, did you?
No.
He calls your mom?
Yeah,
yeah
I think
does.
A lot
yeah,
of parents do
does.
That, right? Oh. You're like, you know, Have you seen mom? Yeah, have you seen mom?
Yeah, no, that's normal.
I think it's normal.
Yeah.
So
I would say, have you seen my wife?
To your kid.
Yeah. I'd say, have you seen sweet Kath? And I'd be like, who? Your mother. So I'd go, so he says, hey, what were all the meats? We took him to a Brazilian meat place where they keep bringing you meats. And like, so I'm talking to your mom, and they kept bringing over meats to us at that store. What were the meats so that when I tell people, I know what to tell them? And I'm like, I don't know. It was every meat. You know, you
mongoose.
Got chicken, marinated red wine chicken, flank steak, skirt steak, chicken and bacon, turkey and bacon,
filet
top
mignon.
Sirloin, filet mignon, chicken hearts. It was all different kinds of things. Okay, when you figure out what all 15 are, can you write them down and send them to me so I don't look stupid telling people the story? That's like, and I go, well, are you gonna look a little stupid when you bring it out of your back pocket? Yeah. And he's like, no, I'll have it memorized.
Aww.
Wow, he would do that. He would sit there, you know, after mass in his basement and go through the 15 meats, memorize them to tell that story. Who cares?
Like, all right, I'm going to put this earplug in. When I give you the trigger, you start spitting out meats. All right?
Can you rate them down for me? Why do you just exaggerate your story now? Why do you even have to wait? Can you tell me all the meat? Because I really want to tell people about my nice time.
You should give it. You should give them the list and just put in one funky one.
Right. Just make them say
lizard balls.
lizard balls with marinated tube steak. We had that. It was the best. Elizabeth.
Oh, no. Okay, we got chicken, oxtail, beef, and human.
You should tell him, and your favorite one, remember the one that you really liked? And then that would be the weird one.
What's that?
Like, he didn't know he ate the weird one.
Right. Yeah. You enjoyed the lizard balls.
Right, exactly.
Can't get enough of them. My dad has you know, just this simple palate, and he won't try anything. And he go and it, you
I
start...
finally found someone who was worse than me.
Yeah. Ugh.
I hate that.
They start with a giant buffet type thing to fill you up for the meat, okay? So a pasta and this and that. And I'm not into fancy shit, but there's shit there that's good, okay? He comes back. They give you a big plate because they want to fill you up.
Yeah.
Three cubes of cheese.
Nice.
Three little cubes of cheese. And you know what? I'm like, Dad, you won't even eat it because that's the fancy cheese.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
That's the worst. I remember waiting tables. It'd be like somebody's – I remember a table I'm waiting on. They're like somebody asked the other guy – have you ever had calamari? Let's get some calamari. The guy looks at him like he's an idiot. I don't eat squid.
Right.
And they're like, have you ever had it? No.
Right.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not the idiot.
Right. When did they... right.
You're not the one missing out on all kinds of... Oh, no. I don't enjoy anal sex. No, I don't think that would feel good at all. Yeah. All right, buddy.
You were saying about movies we saw over the weekend. We saw Lucky Number 11. You ever see that?
Nope.
It
sounds so stupid. What kind of dumb name is Lucky Number 11?
And there's 11? No reason for
Why
it.
Why is that funny, punny, anything?
I saw the movie. There's no reason for it. They literally named the dude
right.
named after a horse. They named the horse 11 so they can go Lucky Number 7. How about 11, I mean? It was,
yeah, the
anyway.
Whole thing was for that title.
Right.
Still a rim shot every time they say the name.
And they do. Who's the kid? Josh Hartnett and Bruce Willis.
You really expected me to know the kid's name?
I didn't know. Or after like two bad guys and whatever. It's like a good... It looks like it's going to be a good movie because it's complicated. You can tell it's complicated until like maybe halfway through the movie or a third into the movie, you go... Oh, it's too complicated. You know when a movie's complicated, but it's not your fault. It's their fault. You're deliberately...
Because they're like, holding back
the
on
Godfather's
information.
Complicated. But if you don't understand it, that's your fault. This is complicated, but you didn't tell me everything. All of a sudden, these two people are working together, and you're like, why? They're the same person? I don't fucking know. I'll lean back. You tell me the story.
Do the Vanilla Sky cop out. It's all a dream.
Right, right.
That was really
This was
shitty.
All bullshit.
So then for like 5 to 10 minutes, I hate movies like this. 5 or 10 minutes, they just do a quick montage and show everything that happened. What a cheap way to make a movie. And then they go on with the rest of the movie. Then all of a sudden they introduce a new character. Some cop's on duty talking to a veteran cop. Hey, have you heard this story? And tells a long 5 to 10 minute story that makes the whole movie make sense. Bullshit.
See, what's...
At least do that first, like a Columbo, where you know what's up and they don't know what's up.
Right.
The thing is I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I was really, like, I liked it. I like when they don't tell me things. I like, you know, thinking that I might be able to figure out. There's no way you could figure it out. And I enjoyed it. And then Keith gives me his synopsis and his whatever on how he feels. And I'm like, you can't let me enjoy a thing. He's got to pull out all the negative shit on
stupid
it.
Stupid for these reasons.
Exactly.
And then I'm like,
and if you like it, you're stupid for these reasons.
How'd you like it, baby?
Yeah. So then I just feel stupid going, but I thought it was complex and lovely. I still like it.
Thumbs down. Thumbs down. It's just thumbs down. Like, if you were a good raider, you could introduce this shit to us, not just sit down and type it all out. Well, here's what happened behind the scenes. That's How'd he get away? Here's a quick montage.
That's like artists who write out. You're not trying to be clever at all. There's no tricks to it. It's like, people are stupid and they shouldn't buy consumer goods.
Right.
Or, you know, it's like,
yeah.
Think about it.
Work with it. Yeah. Make a flag and make the stars be McDonald's and Burger King.
Thank you. That's clever.
That's
better.
That's clever.
You guys are retards.
We're artists.
You just, artists. Yeah, that's art. That's real fucking art.
Probably someone already mentioned this, but I was listening to the last episode and you mentioned Michael Richards in the early 80s show Fridays and couldn't help but remember there was Michael Richards who was in the infamous on-air fight with Andy Kaufman. For those who saw the movie with Jim Carrey, this would be the scene with Jim Carrey and Norm Macdonald playing Richards. Norm Macdonald played Michael Richards? Huh. In my opinion, even from watching Michael Richards talk about his acting on the Seinfeld DVD extras, Richards is too fucking uptight and pretentious about his art and should take himself a bit less seriously. I particularly remember a bit from the first season where he talked about how he used a real bag of cement in a scene rather than a fake bag filled with feathers or something to give the scene some realism. Bravo, Michael Richards.
I think that actually just helps you be a better actor because you're actually picking up something heavy instead of pretending.
That is true because
that is from hater1 at AOL.
That is true.
I wish I had his career and money.
Being Kramer isn't curing fucking cancer. Settle down, Ian. That is a good point. There's a little hating because you know what? When I was in my movie, I had to pick up a suitcase filled with body parts. Yeah, it's understood it's body parts,
but
I'm
assisted on real body parts.
And I think it helped with the scene, is my point. But no, there was nothing in it, so it's so light. And it took like 5 days for me to pretend to lift something.
Throw it off the ceiling.
Right? And I'm like, oh, what's in there? A body? And I'm bouncing it like a basketball.
I'd believe it, baby. You're just that strong.
Thank you. Yeah, Kramer, for saying the nigger word, is in trouble. And
the nigger word.
I'll tell you something about the nigger word. It's offensive, and I don't like the nigger word.
So the two specific black guys that are complaining that he did direct it directly at somebody.
It was a party of like 20, I hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
But it was
a big like bachelor party.
So two of them are going. No, it was definitely me. I was the animal. He was yelling that. He was making too much noise. I need compensation.
It seemed like two of them were walking through the crowd going, that was unnecessary.
Right,
and then he's
right.
Specifically talking to them.
Right. So the two of them say they need a personal apology from him, but in front of a judge of some sort.
A retired judge.
A retired judge. And after the apology, that judge, a retired judge, will then deem out a sentence.
Well, no, he will decide if there's compensation needed.
Right.
Yes, Adam.
I would do it. And I would say...
You'd be the judge?
I would pick the most pro, like, black judge, too. And he'd be like, oh, yes, there's your apology. You owe them $100,000. Yeah, you're retired, dickhead. Fuck you and fuck
right.
The two of you.
Right.
Suck a dick.
Suck a dick. Bunch of niggers. Oh,
my God. I'd get Marion Barry up there. Or no, not him.
I'd get the lawyer from Seinfeld.
Oh, crap. Oh, if he got him. This is preposterous.
See, you wanted him. It just makes you look dumb. You want a legit an apology for what? So that somebody goes, look, he said he's sorry, so obviously he did something wrong. You don't want an apology. You want money.
Didn't they hear his
get
other apology?
Job.
It was from anger. It wasn't from racism.
Right, right.
You know what, though? At this point, why not get an apology and some money?
Give an apology,
whatever.
And then the judge can go, all right, you get two passes for Kramer's next show.
You get season 7 of Seinfeld.
Well, season 7 of Seinfeld and two passes to his new one-man show, There's a Nigger.
Well, now he's banned from that club, Michael What's-Face.
Kramer. He gives a fuck.
He's banned. Well, it's a pretty big club, but I wonder after he apologizes in front of this judge, will he be allowed back in? Because the owner of that
club is going to be happy to have him.
Oh,
I don't know about that.
No, yeah.
I'm sure he hates that the name of the Laugh Factory is on every channel on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, he loves
five
that.
Times a night.
Keep doing interviews. You hate it so much.
Yeah,
he's on the interviews and morning show. So what club owner is going in at 6 a.m. to their club to spread the word about the Laugh Factory? He's banned from the Laugh Factory.
He changed the name, you heard, to the N-word factory. Michael,
they're suggesting Judge Joe
Michael
Brown.
Michael Richards, N-word factory. Sorry.
KeithandTheGirl.com/feedback. They're suggesting Judge Joe Brown.
I think he'd do a good job.
No, I would go Mathis.
Judge Mathis. He's a
He'd be like, I'll tell you how it is in the hood, son.
I don't appreciate that word, and I don't use it.
I use it on my niggas, though. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I could say that.
GGA.
He keeps saying nigger, and then every time he looks at Kramer, do you see the difference? What I did, is that okay or not okay? Make him take a test. You know, like those.
Richard should just say, he was saying, no, I was calling him niggas. And then every time that, you know, they do the text on the bottom on all the news channels,
they
should just say, he's a nigga.
You know that that site we went where you got to go, what kind of Asian is this person?
Uh-huh.
Have a site like that, and somebody says like a sentence with the word nigger in it, and then you check, okay or not okay? It's like a test.
They have to say who's saying it. Chiniqua says, you my nigga. Correct or not correct?
I think it'd be a good test. Speaking of comedy, I saw painfully.
Becky says, get that nigga off my property.
Not okay.
That is not okay.
Don't give it away, Adam. They have to take the test themselves.
We saw Comic Relief 2006.
No, we did not. One of us could not stand it and had to walk away.
I had to fast forward it through all the crybaby parts.
The Billy Crystal thing was the best thing I ever heard.
Billy Crystal doing a song.
Doing the jazz man thing.
He did a jazz man and acts like a black person. Why can't you be a white jazz man?
I'll tell you what. This mean old girl named Katrina came down to New Orleans.
Yeah, he had to be dumb, too, because he was a black jazz man.
I tell you what, also, I only watched the beginning of it, mostly, and what's the other one? Not the one we were just talking about. Who are the three hosts? Billy Crystal and Whoopi Goldberg hate him. He is annoying.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. Everyone hates him.
Yeah, he walks all over lines. He cuts people off. He doesn't let the jokes be the jokes. And both the hosts hate him. Yeah. And he keeps doing the black voice.
Right.
And at some point, Whoopi had to actually address it and go, "Why do white people always want to be black?" And he walked all. He didn't care. It's as if she didn't speak. You have to address what somebody said to you on stage.
Right.
But he's busy doing the black voice.
Right. I want to find the footage of Whoopi talking like a white person. I'm like, "Hey, how you doing?" I bet you it's out there.
Yeah, he's. I mean,
but he was overly doing it.
Yeah, the guy's nuts. The guy's fucking nuts.
And he's from the hood,
and we're allowed to say this stuff because we gave. To Katrina back then. Some people gave in the name of Keith and the girl. So this is all kosher to say.
Oh,
true story.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you give Adam?
I gave a fuck.
Adam's such a cutie pie.
But you're watching the three of them on Comic Relief, and you're just like, what the fuck are they saying? I don't even know what they're saying. They're not jokes. They're just saying shit.
Who's this?
Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, and the other one. They're just talking shit. Your house got blown away. This is what you get. Them.
I couldn't pick three worse. Like
anything.
That's an all-star fucking lineup. In fucking 86, they were crap.
And then they show, for one of the things about New Orleans, all the pets that got swept away, and we need a home for them. I want to call back and go, don't put my money there. Don't put my money there. I want it to go to people. I just understood it goes to people. Assholes.
To the opposite.
I found this weird, though. So I'm watching the whole thing like it's a job, right? At the very end.
You're tortured by it. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I hated it. Louis C.K. and Dane Cook both performed. Not the same material, but different things. But at the very end, Louis C.K. and Dane Cook were standing next to each other.
Right next to each other.
Right next to each other, together, laughing at something.
Not cool.
I don't get it.
Not cool.
How come Louis C.K. doesn't punch him in the face?
What's the problem?
That Dane Cook stole his shit.
Oh,
his
did he?
Material, no, his material. Yeah. We've played the jokes back to back, Louis C.K. to Dane Cook. It's like at least three bits.
The same Dane Cook album, the same Louis C.K. album.
And Louis C.K. is older. He's been out for a long time.
And the comics, you know, that are in the business are popular ones. Joe Rogan, Katrina
brought them together.
The same thing. I'm sorry. First of all, aside from
tag team Katrina,
aside from the jokes that sound like a lot like Louis C.K., Dane Cook doesn't have actual jokes. So the fact that he doesn't even write like that should say, this is not your jokes. You don't write jokes. Nothing that you write has a punchline.
Because they can't be friends in a way, or Louis C.K. would come out and go, "Okay, everybody, calm down. I think it was a coincidence."
Right, right. Yeah,
he's letting this go on and on. Louis C.K. likes the Dane Cook hate. How are they laughing to each other? Then come out and say it. Come out and say
that he stole my shit?
That he didn't steal my shit.
Oh, no, he stole it.
So he likes that Dane Cook, that people are picking on Dane Cook.
Who doesn't like that people are picking on Dane Cook?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
how
yeah.
are you laughing with him now?
I don't know. He should have punched him in the face.
Is it fake laughing? Is Billy Crystal like, "I'll donate 10,000 in your guys' names, just laugh with me right now"?
I don't know. I mean, can you lose a career over punching somebody in the face while people are trying to raise money for a good cause? Maybe.
No. Would he sue? Would Dane Cook sue?
Dane Cook? Of course. His career is about to end. Of course he's going to sue.
You know what I would do? I'd take an ice cream cone and shove it right in his face.
And go like that. Wah, wah.
Yeah. And then he'd have to laugh it off because the camera's on.
Yeah. That's even better than punching him in the face, because then you're just trying to be funny. And since Dane Cook doesn't know what funny is,
right?
You know, he might have to laugh it off.
And then scream, "Fuck you, Katrina."
Mm-hmm. Speaking of giving, or rather not giving, did you see this?
Give me a beer.
Every Thanksgiving, very important work, and every president does this. It's not just Bush. The turkey is pardoned. Maybe he pardons a real criminal or non-criminal, and he pardons one turkey. Then they find a different turkey and have the Thanksgiving dinner. That's okay. But they pardon the turkey, except this year, Bush said, no.
Did
you're
he?
Gonna die. No.
That'd be great.
He's like, not this year.
We're throwing it in live.
No, just soldiers, not the turkey.
Those soldiers are turkeys. Oh.
Oh, God.
My, I don't support.
I said this. We also.
I'm against the troops, not the war.
Right. <I'm>
I said this last night because we were watching another movie. How come? Okay, I understand that you have to be born in this country in order to even be able to be a president. Why didn't you have to serve in the Army, Navy, or whatever form of military? You should have to. You should have to be born here, and you should have to do some kind of military.
I agree.
I think that's he's extra American for dicking his way out of it and doing coke and doing, like, fucking partying.
That's what America's about.
That's how American, I do. That's Brooklyn.
No, I think so too. When I think you should have to join. It doesn't have to be wartime.
No, anytime, whenever it's your time or whenever you think it's your time.
You have when to they be salute- extra special to be the president and have like a special heart. You should have given to Katrina.
You
and
can't start a war and
no.
never have
but
been
I
in
think,
the army.
I think you're stupid if you join the army. So then you shouldn't be the president. Stupid people shouldn't be president.
Really, Adam, can you share some information?
I'm not signing up to go fucking potentially get my ass blown off. That's not a smart thing.
Oh my God.
If you do, that's not very smart. And then I don't want you making all the decisions.
Then when you're president, do I believe you when your decision is, please join the military?
Right. They're
course,
asking people
the
to help.
He's your head, of course.
But you
he's the smart one.
We picked him to be smart. But when you see presidents salute, you know, people
I've
in the army or
this.
People whatever, you don't even know what that salute is. And I'm not saying that I do. I've never been in any kind of army. I even got out of the Israeli army because I was raised here. But I'm not, you know, saluting officially to people like I know what the fuck you guys are going through.
It is a little weird. I do picture the president walking past, you know, some soldier. And, you know,
and
he does
do
a salute because he has to because he's the highest. How you doing? But then Bush does it back, and the guy puts his arm down. He's like, "You motherfucker! You weren't even in basic training, you
Bush
motherfucker!"
Bush goes, "Hoorah!"
right. Feels good to be a soldier.
Eskimo pussy's fucking cold.
When we talked about the deer that a dude fucked a dead deer, and then the lawyer comes out.
They said a dare.
Thank you.
It probably was a dare.
I was
to fuck
for
the
him
dead
to explain
deer.
A dead deer, right?
Wow.
That was good.
Beer.
Whoa.
I'm drinking a bear.
I can hear you.
And I'm fucking a bear.
Right? I feel like a black comic doing a white impression. I'll have a beer, please. Thank you very much. Now I can hear you.
Meanwhile, you said it exactly
right.
Yeah, right.
You guys talk funny. To us brothers. So we were talking about how they fucking this animal and it's dead. And a lawyer tried to be on his side.
Because he's trying to say that it's not fucking an animal. It's a carcass.
It's true. What, can I get arrested if I go to the store and buy a chicken and I fuck it? Am I fucking an animal?
Well, you and my butt plug think the same thing, because my butt plug says, hey,
your butt plug on the forums?
Yes, my butt plug. Okay. Hey, how many of you sick fucks agree with me that what the lawyer said about fucking dead animals is not ridiculous? Think about it. First, why is there a law against fucking animals? Is it because it's gross, or is it because it is cruel and harmful to the animal?
I would argue, in my experience.
I've seen some videos.
They come sometimes.
I would argue that the true purpose of the law is the latter, because if it's the former, then fucking old broads would be illegal. Well, if the animal is...
Girls are animals.
My dick. Well, if the animal is dead, it can no longer feel pain or humiliation, can it? It is therefore not harmful to the animal. Take cremation, for example. To cremate a dead dog is quite a different thing than to light a living one on fire. I really think you should have to write your real name in the forms.
A living one on fire.
Secondly, I agree with what the lawyer said at the end of his quote. What, when he quoted The Princess Bride? If we define a carcass as an animal, where does it end? If fucking a dead cow is illegal, is fucking a handful of raw liver illegal? This
you know what?
So I'm wrong for shoving a steak in a pint glass.
These are the same idiots that probably won't even use a condom to do it and then go have sex with an actual human.
Exactly.
And then maybe that's how we get more diseases.
Exactly.
And, come on.
Who is it hurting? It's hurting me. Thanks for AIDS. So, this is my example of when I say why we have dumb laws.
Right.
Are you saying I can't fuck liver in a carton? No, you can't.
But apparently it's not illegal for an animal to fuck you, because I've seen a dog bang the shit out of a woman.
That is fine.
Oh my God, Jess NYC is giving you big eyes. She's like, she can't believe half the shit.
Not live.
It's things like this. Why we have the dumb laws. Yeah. Oh, I bang my woman in the asshole. Well, now you can't in Georgia. Next case. Is fucking a dead person okay? Don't be a jag off.
Of course it is.
Of course that's okay.
Wait.
If you want to see how... no joke. Movie. Good movie. Necromantic.
We saw this together.
Swear to God.
It's real, right?
German movie, it's German, so it's fucked up.
It's not like a documentary.
It's not a documentary. But no, they put a little story behind it, but they really dig up a body
story.
And they really fuck it. This couple is into fucking fucking
dead people.
Stop it.
On screen.
It's real shitty camera work, but you see they're fucking
a
dead thing.
Well, shitty camera work just makes it more legit.
I'm just saying.
That is disgusting. Yeah.
Parts two and three are not nearly as good as one.
It never is.
Adam, didn't you? On the feedback. Oh, that reminds me.
They had more story, less fucking.
Yeah. That was Hollywood. Come on.
It's the Sam Kinison joke. You're dead. You're finally done with all of life's bullshit. What's fucking me now?
I don't like that joke.
I don't appreciate dark humor.
On the forums, that reminds me, this guy at work was telling me a story about being at the circle next to the bear tent, and all I could think about is, fuck you, Keith. I don't know if this guy's next to a beer tent or a bear tent. You're fucking up the language, babe. You're fucking it up.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Okay, you ready for some decent comedy? Maybe not so dark. Last night was Sunday. What does that mean?
That means 60 Minutes.
And what does that mean?
That means Andy Rooney.
Andy's subject tonight has been deemed suitable for all viewers.
You often see that warning on the screen before a television show, viewer discretion advised. The suggestion is that children shouldn't watch it. What it does, of course, is alert the kids to be sure to watch. We're trying to get a younger audience here at 60 Minutes, so I thought if we showed that warning...
I'll fire you.
You're a good start. Let's have corpses on.
Discretion advised. Maybe more kids would tune in to watch me. A lot of people hold the Ten Commandments as their standard of decency, but some of those commandments don't make much sense. I mean, my neighbor doesn't even have an ox. I live by four or five of the Ten Commandments.
Wow, he's just as controversial as Adam.
The
commandments, I don't follow them.
Yeah. I skip one through five.
I see God had a point, but basically, fuck the Bible.
I don't steal. I don't lie very often. Once in a while.
Oh.
And I never...
He's honest.
Once in a while.
He's honest.
About his lying. Once in a while, I will, when I want a raise from these bastards.
I killed once in college, if you call that a person.
I don't steal, I don't lie very often, once in a while. And I never use dirty words. I say damn and hell occasionally, but nothing vulgar. No body function words.
I don't say pussy or fuck or shit.
No body function
words.
I think it's wrong to use dirty stuff to attract an audience to anything.
Fuckers.
I don't mind some nudity, but I hate filth.
I don't mind some nudity, but I hate filth.
But filthy nudity. That's good.
Enough on television, but less than there would be if we didn't have a federal law that says, whoever utters any obscene, indecent, or profane language shall be fined or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. I don't know about whoever, but I know they've never imprisoned anyone for 20 minutes, let alone 2 years, for saying something dirty on television.
He's saying you can get 2 years for saying dirty things on television.
Oh, that's actual law.
But he's saying nobody's ever really been
Wow, he actually looked something up this time. Look at you, Andy Rooney.
You don't bite an ice cream cone. You lick an ice cream cone. Okay? That is a quote. I swear to God, that's a quote. I remember that's. I heard that like 10 years ago, and I never forgot it. I was like, this guy is ridiculous.
They have fined broadcasters millions of dollars over the years. CBS was fined $500,000 for the Janet Jackson bare breast fiasco 2 years ago at the Super Bowl.
Where were you then?
I thought CBS got a bum rap. You couldn't really see anything.
He really does like his nudity.
I would diddle that thing till next Sunday.
You didn't see a tit, guys. You saw pasty. Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Cable television can do what it wants, of course. The law also says it's a federal offense to broadcast obscene material any hour of the day or indecent or profane material outside certain late night hours. I'm a little fuzzy about the difference between obscene, indecent, and profane, and I don't know why dirty stuff is any more acceptable late at night than during the day.
Are you kidding? Because the kids are fucking it.
Idiot. I'm like, no, halfway through a sentence. The difference is children are...
Now, these pussy-licking cocksuckers don't know what the fuck
Did
is going
even...
on.
Well, let me tell them the difference, by the way, first off. Dirty cunt is obscene. And Frank's dirty cunt is profane. Now you know.
What was the third? There was the third.
His mom's filthy cunt.
And Frank's rotten, dirty cunt.
The fact of the matter is, we all have to behave in a way that's better than what comes naturally to us.
If I could do what I felt like doing right now, I'd be locked up.
So what does that mean? You want to curse all the time and talk about body functions? All right, Andy Rooney. He's the best. What if you're his kid? Does he have kids?
He's a man's man.
I was going to say, doesn't he have kids? Does he know that you have to put them to sleep at a certain time and they can't watch certain things?
Yeah, I guess
Or
he
maybe he's
have
old
kids.
School and only the women used to watch the kids and the men didn't used to be involved except for when they got in trouble.
I didn't get why Comic Relief was on that HBO. I'd like to watch it on Channel 2 in my house at noon.
Fuck on shit.
I don't get it. Hi, Keith and the girl. I'm a new subscriber to your podcast, and I love it. Thanks. Where else can you laugh, look at the absurdities of life and people, and find yourself retching at some disgusting mental images? Andy Rooney, in all fairness. Like scooping shit out of your butt with a spoon. You missed that show, Adam. Yeah.
Well, I know that show.
That was good. Classic.
That's from a book. That's from Junkie.
What do you mean?
What?
That's in a book.
What happens?
Junkie. I forget. I think it's Burroughs. He's a heroin addict. He gets so constipated he has to reach his own ass and pull the shit out.
Really? That happened. Somebody called and said it happened to their dad. Yeah. Somebody wrote in. I know
somebody who works in a home has to do it.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a job.
You might as well do the heroin.
Somebody's gonna take it out for you anyway.
Somebody's gonna shove a spoon up your ass no matter what, kids.
You ever say to somebody, hey, you go to the bathroom, can you take a shit for me? Now they can.
Right about here. You point above your belly button. Could you dig that out?
Ew. I know that this is
That's a new Dig Dug game.
I know that this is way past your discussion on...
Oh, my God. You play that every time you scoop it out. I got all kinds of mental things going on
right when
now.
The nurse does it to add insult to injury. Get the vegetable.
Oh, Andy's daughter's name is Emily Rooney. Thank you.
Really?
Yep. Thank you, Red Sox fan.
Write in how old she is. I'm very curious.
She has a nightly show on PBS in Boston called Greater Boston. He goes on it a few times a year.
Boston sucks.
No, it does not.
I enjoyed Boston thoroughly. I did not enjoy...
Let me guess. You enjoyed them, and then you fucking kicked them to the curb. Boston sucks. I'm sorry. Well, not to Boston, to you guys.
North Carolina, A-OK.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
I know that this is way past your discussion on sommeliers presenting wine at a restaurant, but I just wanted to put in my
sommeliers,
two cents. I don't know. Am I pronouncing it wrong?
Yeah.
Presenting wine at a restaurant, but I just wanted to put
you just let this ignorant bastard correct you.
Put in my two cents.
Ignorant guy. How many beers do you have in front of you?
Five.
So I know about some drinking. Sommelier.
Thank you.
So there's a discussion on Saturday night, presenting wine at a restaurant, but I just wanted to put in my two cents worth since you appreciated the person that taught you about tipping. When you are presented with wine at a restaurant, you are tasting it to see if the wine has turned bad with a vinegary taste or a moldy odor. You are not deciding if you like this particular wine since you are the one that chose it. I didn't know that.
That's true.
You are not supposed to be commenting on how nice the wine tastes, and you don't need to swirl the glass or anything like that. That is for wine tasting. Every once in a while, a bottle of wine could have gone bad from when it is bottled, Mark. Yeah. Then why can't you do that with food?
That's why they present you the cork too. You're not supposed to sniff the cork. You're supposed to look if it's like bled, if it's got gaps, and air's been getting in.
How'd you get fancy?
But I fucking waited tables for way too long.
Did you have
snooty bitches were telling me that shit for 7 years?
People in restaurants would tell me to. Would correct me if they think I didn't wash my hands. Customers would tell me, the waiter, to wash my hands. When I worked at this Jewish restaurant,
When
I worked at this Jewish restaurant, they had a sink.
The pube hanging off your.
The pube
thumb.
Hanging off. In all fairness, that was when I had hair. That was regular
piece of
hair.
Shit on it.
They took it from the taste of the food. They're like, yeah. I'm gonna need you to wash your hands and give me a new plate.
My coffee tastes like piss. Did you wash your hands, sir?
No. If Keith is serving you, it tastes like shit.
Yeah, that's true. The shit shake.
The coffee was pissed, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shit. I apologize. Yes.
There's the you can do.
I'm right though. The shake was shit.
The shake was shit. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So there would be a sink in the Jewish bathroom. In the bathroom, you know, where you use the toilet. The Jewish bathroom. I happen to work at the Jewish restaurant. And so I go to the bathroom and wash my hands. But then they also have a sink in the middle. So you can do your Jew prayers and you don't have to be bothered with the toilet. So
it's a separate sink. It has an actual...
It's for Jewish prayers and shitting.
Right.
It has a cup so that something you pour it with the cup instead of using it straight from
you
the sink.
You pour some out for the homies.
Right.
Yeah.
For all the people that Jews belittle, you pour a little off of them. So
no, that would mean you feel bad for them.
After we get out, we had to wash our hands in that second sink so the customers knew. And
Shut
if you
up.
Didn't.
That was a thing?
Yeah, and if you didn't, I'd go, oh, there's a sink in there, you know. No, you have to wash your hands here so I can see.
Wow.
Who the fuck are you? So
the,
you could see
that
I washed. The customer would say this. So you could see I washed my hands. Do you know the shit I can do to you?
No. Wow.
So you could see that I washed
you
my
go
hands.
In the bathroom and watch to see if you
no,
if you
they,
wash your hands.
No, they'd watch me in they would see me come out and see me not use the second sink.
Wow.
And they'd stand there watching me wash their hands. And I go, I guess we're all good now, right? Wink. Then I go in the back just to make them wonder. Assholes. Did you wash?
We have a new flavored latke, sir.
This is Fort Worth, Texas. A bloody brawl erupted outside a tavern after one customer thought another failed to wash his hands after using the bathroom. One man was hospitalized with stab wounds.
Oh, my God.
Another was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
That's a new form of ADD. Not OCD. That's a new form of OCD.
Mm. According to police reports, the fight broke out Thursday after a 27-year-old became upset. His last name was Kaziah. Does that sound Jewish?
I don't know.
Like Isaiah?
It doesn't sound good.
Doesn't sound Christian.
No.
Became upset about a customer's apparent hygiene failure at the Tumbleweed Sports Bar. Witnesses
at the Tumbleweed Sports Bar?
Ugh, just burn the whole place down with everyone in it.
Witnesses told police Kaziah confronted the customer and two of his friends, calling them names, telling them they were dirty, and threatening to slash their throats.
I'd wash my hands then.
Yeah.
Somebody threatened my life.
It's a little extreme.
Kaziah then hid near a shrub outside the bar and charged the group as they left.
Kaziah sounds like a person from Children of the Corn.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Jeremiah, like that kind of. Yeah.
Wow. Malachi.
Malachi, yeah. One of those.
Wash your hands, because that's.
You too, Malachi.
What do you think was in that dude's blood when you started slicing him, doctor?
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, yeah. If you're so OCD, you shouldn't want blood all over you.
I hope you got the hives now. Because he didn't wash his hands for you.
High five.
High five.
This weekend.
Hi.
This weekend, I don't know.
I don't know.
This weekend,
come on, HIV, high five.
Oh, okay.
HIV.
God damn it.
I don't get it.
Roman numeral.
Oh, H-I for high, and the V is five in Roman numeral.
She didn't look because she thought it was going to be the pussy
sign. Jiminy Christmas.
Sorry, no offense. I don't get your Brooklyn slang.
We went to a restaurant over the weekend that has one of those, Il Bastardo, has one of these futuristic bathrooms where the sink.
We went for brunch. Right. Thank you very much.
The sink looks like it's flat. And there's a spigot on top, and so I'm asking, you know, whatever you call it, the towel giver.
A spigot.
A spigot, right? A spigot on top. But a flat surface, not a bowl like a sink. And so I'm like, how do I...
You don't know where the water's going to come out.
Where's it going to go? They're like, how do I use it? It's bad, man. Like, it's a flat surface, you dumb fuck. Keeps pointing to it. I'm like, okay, so I turned it on. Where's the water going to go? Fuck it. And I turn the water as hard as I could so it splashes off this all over. But no, there's like a little ledge that you can't see where the water goes down.
Because it's fancy.
Why couldn't you fucking say that? Because I'm still a little aware ever since we were at Duvet, a place where they point to the bathrooms. And I'm like, where do I go to the bathroom? And they point to a fish tank. Well, there's huge fish tanks, and there's glass, and there's one of those little trenches, not a trough where you'd pee in, but like this little trench where the water's going in, you know, that goes off
like
the side.
Am I making it
like a waterfall that recycles itself? So I go behind this wall, and I see that, and I come back out. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't know where to go to the bathroom. And then right over there. I'm like, do I have to tip you after? You might want to tell me. I'm like, the fish tank? Yeah, the bathroom. I come out three times until I go, fuck it. And I piss on this fish tank. I am quite sure that it was a real fish tank. Because there were two silver bars, kind of like art, around piss length, that I had to stand up on my toes to go in between them. I'd be splashing myself. You wouldn't design a bathroom like that. And then after I finished, I thought about it. What if I had to take a dump? I didn't see, you know, any kind of bowl. I just pissed on a fish tank.
I think
wall.
You pissed on a fish tank.
Open your fucking mouth. Learn the language. I'm talking about where I'm going to evacuate waste. Speak up. I'm going to dump somewhere in this house.
Sir, I have to defecate.
I will dump somewhere in this building. Okay.
Hold out your hands, motherfucker. Okay. Here it comes.
And you know what? I did tip him. I felt bad.
You piece of shit. Why'd you tip him?
The thing is Keith makes these things so much worse. We went to Rite Aid, a local drugstore around here, and the woman... She finished ringing us up. It was like a really large bill, and I paid the thing. And then she looks at the receipt, all, you know, question marky like, and she's like, And you know, a minute passes, and there's a line forming, and I'm like, is there an issue? Figuring like, why aren't you telling me yet? And she goes, bitch, you're talking about my money. Yes or no? Is there a fucking? All, at this point, all you have to do is shake your head or not.
And it's about and money.
Adam just gave me the eyes. But the thing is I'm so pissed off.
I'm the turns ghetto.
Bitch. Girlfriend, you better tell me what you did wrong with my motherfucking credit card.
That's cool. Jewish people turn black when it comes to money.
But the thing is she's just doing that.
Her and Robin Williams.
And I looked at
whether
Keith.
It's about donations or it's my money, it doesn't matter.
KeithandTheGirl.com/donation. Anyway, so I looked at Keith and I'm like, is this ridiculous or is it not ridiculous? And Keith goes,
She does this thing. You get this.
Have you ever played The Sims? That's what you guys sound like.
Really?
Yeah. The people never really talk. It's just ba 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 ta 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 ta.
I'm in a sim game. This fucking world.
Yeah.
And they do this thing. You're like, do you have a big bag? Because we're getting a lot of shit. And you're like, you're really just gonna smile at me till I fucking go away. And we do. We're like, okay, little bags. It is. What did you do with the toothpaste? Ring twice.
No, she didn't say rang twice.
You rang it twice? You rang it too much?
No, here's what she goes. She points to the toothpaste and points to the bill. And we're like, charades, okay. We're like, well, did you do one less or one more? And so we're like, "Where should we go get another one?"
So I go, "You know what? I'm stealing a toothpaste. I hope I'm right." And she gives me a nod, like, "Thanks." On my way out, a guy comes up to her and goes, "What aisle is rubber bands?" Rubber bands. So he's like, "Yeah, rubber bands." Like, until he just goes away. He's like, "So do you know?" 22. What? Were you like stolen for time until your brain processed? Hold on. Aisle 22.
That's idiot for ones and zeros. Right.
She was an English major. She's just fucking with you.
This was Rite Aid. You want another kicker? They didn't hire me. I applied there before. My resume had words, not da. What would that even look like? Lines? Like the U beast whatever symbol?
You applied to Rite Aid?
I applied to Rite Aid. I was having a tough time.
Why didn't you tell me, man? I would have helped you out.
I was embarrassed. I was like, I work at Rite Aid. Nobody's going to know.
Come on, man.
They look at
no,
you.
It's more for me than for you. One day I'm buying shampoo and I'm like, hey, what's up, man?
You know what? You know what, though? It's like after you see, we see Chris's friend that we did.
You get benefits or something.
That we did acid with, like, some time ago, remember? And we take the guy's, I forget his name, Chris? And he's all drugged out now. It's like seeing a friend like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you run into a guy and you're like, you're just all fucked up now. You know, it's the same. You're going to come into Raid and go, Keith, wow, how you doing?
He did it.
Oh, that's a shame, man.
Can you give me a discount on the toothpaste?
Just walk out, da-da.
Okay, I'm just going to steal shit, Keith.
I did? Me no no. That's the words we should have taught her. And go me no no.
They probably just live off of like Dasani and bubblegum.
Yeah, bubblegum and toothpaste. They just eat it. I got the new tube, the squeeze candy. It looks like it's from toothpaste. It is toothpaste, you dumb debita.
Crest sparkle.
I'm going to be in my pants.
Glitter toothpaste.
Icebreaker.
Oh, you showed up to work today. How'd you find it, you fucking retard? How do you tell your friends you even managed the place? Good job, Bob. Congrats, you worked your way up from debita to debita.
Do you want to use your credit card or your debit?
A debit card?
Debit.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
A debit.
Here we go. Kind of related. Here's a debit. A Canadian man who could not figure out how to deal with his girlfriend's feverish 10-month-old daughter. What do you think he did? Guys are dumb. A Canadian man could not figure out how to deal with his girlfriend's feverish 10-month-old daughter. It made the news. What did he do?
He duct taped her mouth.
I say the closet. Light bulb in a bucket.
The key was feverish. He put her in the freezer to cool down.
I was close.
Guys are dumb. And
close.
I'm sure he's going to be charged for manslaughter or something.
You know what?
I think it was unintentional.
That's not that bad. If somebody's got an extreme fever, you throw him in an ice bath.
Is she dead?
Let's see what happens. A local newspaper reported Derek Hardy faces charges of criminal
negligence. $2 says dead.
I think, okay, faces charges of criminal negligence and assaulting the infant. Who was rescued when her mother came home.
Die!
The Canadian...
Nobody took it.
Wow. I would still know I'm doing something wrong, you know?
Like, and take her out right before, like, defrost her?
If I was making dinner for a date or something, right?
And you'd microwave the steak.
And I microwave the steak, but I did it too hot, and we got to eat now. So I put it in the freezer to cool off a little bit.
So he should have stuck her in the microwave right before the mom came.
But you hear the mom coming up the driveway, take it out the freezer.
I'm thinking the date opens the walk-in fridge
right.
And sees the girl shivering and then just closes it. Right.
Well, I could use a little alone time.
Could you pass me that cranberry juice? good luck with that.
Okay, noted. I will not have kids with him. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation said the mother found the girl crammed into a freezer alongside ice cubes and hamburger meat. Hardy said he had left the door ajar, but the mother said it had
been
closed
when she returned.
They have to
say what it was in between.
He tried to justify it.
Oh, okay.
The door was open a little bit.
A little bit.
And that exaggerating bitch. saying the door was closed. He told a court in the eastern province of Prince Edward Island on Thursday that Chad had only been in the freezer for about 40 seconds.
In the freezer.
Hardy, 21 years old, who admitted to police that he had no real parenting skills to deal with the sick child.
Oh, he had to admit that.
I watched Big Daddy twice and I thought it was golden.
I'm going to be honest.
What do you want to do, son?
He put him in newspapers.
Said he had noticed the girl was very hot and put a cool cloth on her face, but this had no effect. He then carried the girl outside into the night air.
But time to kick it up a notch.
Bam! But frustrated that this also did not work and worried she might drown if placed in a cold bath, because then he'd have to watch her.
But if I want to adopt someone, I have to go through a process, and they may not let gays adopt because it's the same
parent. What's the next
step,
though? He keeps her in the freezer for an hour, and she's still hot. What's next?
What's next? Right. Well, there you go. Apparently, that's a crime.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. How's that against the law? Oh, so now you can't fuck dares.
Dares. You can't fuck a dare.
Pamela Anderson has filed for divorce from Kid Rock.
Again, who cares?
Anderson, who is represented by celebrity hotshot lawyer Neil Hirsch, bang bang, cited irreconcilable differences. The couple was married August 3rd. Earlier this month, Anderson suffered a miscarriage. It looks like there is a rush to the courthouse.
What?
Kid Rock also filed divorce papers this... They're just saying earlier the month Anderson suffered a miscarriage. They're saying it for no reason.
I didn't know that. How old is she? Did I know that?
They're just mentioning that for fun.
We were probably saying it during the Boston show, but she was yelling over it, maybe.
Right.
I don't know. It looks like there was a rush to the courthouse. Kid Rock also filed divorce papers this morning, 53 minutes before her docs were stamped by the clerk. Can I tell you what just happened just now?
She's not a breeder anymore. You got to get rid of her.
So Hemda likes to kick this thing under
Love
the table.
You.
Okay, and it kicks into me, so I ask her not to do it. Mm-hmm. So instead of interrupting the show, I push it back. Okay, so like that'll tell her to stop doing it.
I just
right?
think we're playing footsie now, though.
She pushes it back like this thing just pushed me.
You piece of shit.
You piece of shit thing.
I hate you, thing.
Kid Rock also filed divorce papers this morning, 53 minutes before hers were done.
Well, who's going to win the unborn baby, though?
Interestingly, Pam,
who gets custody?
Pam and Kid Rock each gave a different date of separation. She says they split November 21st. He says November 26th.
I hope they won't be able to separate because of that.
There was not a prenup. However, the two were married for such a brief period of time, it will probably have little impact. I'm guessing she has far more money?
I don't know. Why would she have far more money? He sold a lot of CDs.
She gets royalties and stuff, but he's probably sold out a lot of fucking idiot shows.
Pam's website offers a short statement confirming the divorce, saying, yes, it's true. Unfortunately, impossible. She had to write something.
America's golden couple.
If they can't make it.
Yeah. Sad.
A Bronx man was punched in the face during a fight outside a Bayonet, New Jersey
yes!
bar, and he died less than 2 hours later. I think of this stuff often.
That's awesome. Death punch?
He got hit, couldn't break his fall, fell down on the concrete, broke his head open, and died. Now this guy's up for manslaughter. Or first-degree murder, rather.
Which
probably.
I don't know. Shit. I mean, I guess.
No, probably manslaughter. He didn't mean to.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he just wanted to fuck him up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, that sucks so bad, though. That kind of shit happens all the time.
You see a fall,
he probably didn't deserve to die, but he probably definitely did deserve a punch in the face.
I bet he didn't wash his hands. And how do you tell these people, too, that we live in a society that deserves a punch, and then you kill the guy? No.
You gotta catch it. Punch him in the face and then like gently cradle him to the ground.
Right.
And then fucking curb the motherfucker.
Did people see it? Because then I would yell, yeah. Oh, my God, did you just fall? Let me help you and put my fingerprints on your face. Oh, I just found
No, sir, do not bite that curb. What are you doing with my foot?
You're fucking weird. That was a weird situation. I never want to have to go through again. I don't know what's making me think of this, dead people, but our medicine cabinet, we were you can't fucking tell, but we were cleaning the house a lot.
I was telling
this
that
weekend.
To the interns today. I'm like,
they think like we're the weirdest liars.
Beautiful, yeah.
Us and Dane Cook, those weird liars.
I told Jess at least, I was like, you're not going to believe this, but we were up until 5, 6 in the morning just organizing and cleaning and whatever.
You guys are horrible then. Like, I've let my place go to complete shit. Give me 2 hours.
Yeah, but did you reorganize the entire drug cabinet.
I think you'd be surprised how much medicine.
Oh,
in
I
your
do
cabinet.
Way more drugs than you, lady.
I believe it.
Your drugs don't expire. That's the difference.
They do. It fucking dries up, or the other ones. Yeah, they, pretty much they all dry up.
I was kind of disgusted with all the things that were so old. But I've obviously been using lately.
We threw out cereal also that expired in 2004.
Yeah, cereal's like dated years ahead. That expired.
That's disgusting.
We found barbecue sauce that expired 2 years ago.
So
and then
sad.
We're like, so we got to, I guess we got to throw out all the other sauce that doesn't have expiration dates.
You got to throw a dinner party.
Oh, yeah, good point.
We threw out like 5 or 6 big black garbage bags full of shit.
You know those
literally.
Yeah, literally, there's those.
I guess we don't need this.
Describe those toothpick things I like.
It's kind of like floss at the end of a toothpick that you
floss
can just
with a handle.
I know those. Yeah.
I like those. I don't like
great.
Floss. Those
yeah.
are like. There's an expiration date on those. There's no mint on them. There's nothing on them. There's an expiration date
it's
on string.
Very strange.
Yeah.
I mean, they cost $1 for like 20 right. of them or something, but
and,
still.
And I still debate about it. But yeah, I mean, so much medication I've been taking.
What was it? The lip balm. What was that lip balm?
Lip balm is like 2 years old. Chapstick, whatever.
Chapstick expires. Did you guys know that? No.
It probably doesn't, but they probably have
right.
to make so it expire.
Because
right,
otherwise yeah. it will last forever.
Although yeah. I did find like those coldies, the zinc you're supposed to take at any sign of the cold, the horrible tasting. They work though, but it says real big, this has no expiration date.
Get out.
So, how?
I took a bunch of Robitussin recently that expired in like 2005, and it worked fine. I got sick and I was like, so I didn't want to go to the store.
Well, they say it just works less, I guess.
Whatever.
But still, I wonder if it starts turning. I saw medicine in there turn.
Really? Ew.
Like red medicine had a layer of green in it.
Ew. Okay. I kind of like the cereal and things like that were expired because we're never going to admit that we're not eating it. We have boxes and boxes of cereal
right.
that we
but
haven't eaten
cereal,
in a couple of
you?
Years.
Healthy cereal. Yeah, healthy cereal goes fast, right?
Yeah.
It's the Fruit Loops that last forever.
Yeah, the Fruit Loops are still good until next year. Yeah.
Remember how we were talking about O.J. Simpson and the book got canceled and the interview
yeah.
got canceled, but both things obviously were completed. They're selling it. People are selling it on eBay.
Wait. Jordan Gibilt from Ottawa says, my cousin invented that thing and sold it. It's called a floss buddy, at least was.
What's that?
A floss buddy? He says his cousin invented it. Well, P.O. Box
can I borrow $5
00097.
Right. Can I have a case of those? I like them.
Yeah. You just gave it up, buddy. Let's go. Hook up the floss, buddy.
And guess who finds out their cousin's a fucking liar?
Yeah. Wow, he must be loaded.
Right.
Well, give me $20.
Yeah, everybody gets that for Christmas.
Fake Drunk says, my wife throws out shit one day before the bye-bye date. Like before, you know how it says bye-bye this date?
Right. Meat scares me a little bit. I don't like that it says sell by. Tell me when I throw it out by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and the worst is
I can't judge Brown.
New York has the, like, your milk goes bad on the 25th. But if you're in New York,
right.
It's the 21st.
Well, I'll take it on a plane back home.
How is that? What the fuck is that? Shit dies quicker in New York?
Maybe.
O.J. Simpson's defunct book has been branded the scourge of publishing. It continued to be a hot collector's item on eBay.
I don't see a problem.
I don't see a problem with people bidding thousands of dollars for a copy.
Oh, man, I wish I had a copy.
How is it? How is anything wrong with that?
All right.
Your girl
Do
works
it.
For, like, some book company. Get a copy.
Have her try to get a copy.
I will, but come on. There's no way. What's wrong with that?
Doing it? Yeah,
I could put out a book if I fucking shot Kennedy.
You know what?
What's
you
wrong
should
with
write
that?
A book if I killed OJ's wife and whatever. Yeah. If I'm
right.
the real killer. That's good.
That is good.
If I'm the real killer, what I did.
Oh, yeah.
I was really happy that everybody hated him.
And I totally dropped my glove.
my if I had small hands and I'm the killer. Or big hands, right? If I had two big hands.
Oh, my favorite shoes, Bruno's.
Bears do it all the time in the woods. But when a panda poops in the zoo, there's money to be made. Notebooks, fans, bookmarks, and keychains made from panda bear feces Ooh. Are selling like hotcakes at a Thailand zoo. So far, zoo officials have made more than $8,000 hawking the gross goods, helping to balance the high cost of the panda upkeep. We tried selling it on markets outside, but so far with not so much success. Really, Thailand, you sick fuck? Nice
That's
keychain.
So
what is that?
Disgusting.
That's panda shit. That's cool. Paying the shit I keep in my pocket.
I don't know if I ever showed you this. I got in my house now. It's right above my TV. A clock that is made out of actual cow shit.
Oh, yeah?
No joke. It's a friend of my aunt's. Put four kids through college on it. She just collects like a nice big pile of shit and cases it in like
Shut
a rent.
What do you mean put them through college on it? What?
She sold so many of them that she like made.
No.
She's like loaded. She
is
had
a website for this?
I'll find out. I'm sure there is. It's
a clock.
It's beautiful. It's like encased in resin. So if you smell the back, you can kind of smell like a farmy smell. But it's
how did she even decide to do this? You don't think your aunt's friend?
She was a farmer.
Nutty?
My aunt is fucking insane. So yeah, that's her friend.
Wow,
yeah, man, it makes total sense.
What are we doing here in front of Mike's?
Yeah, she sells cow shits. But yeah, you just pour resin over it, and then you pop like you can buy like a clock kit, you know, at any craft store. Bam, that's it.
Now that's using the whole animal. Have you been there for like a holiday or something and the work area smells
like
dog?
I've never met the lady or anything, but my aunt, that was one of her gifts to me like way back in the day. And that's the story is like she sold so many of these that
what?
She basically had the farm for a farm purpose and then started making more money off of the shit. And that's...
What of the clock is made out of shit? The numbers?
No. There's like a ring with no. Well, you have a camera. There's a ring with numbers around it, and that's pressed into the shit. And then there's a mechanism. I guess when they put the shit down, there's like a little block on the bottom, so there's a hollow, and that's where you put like the mechanism in, and the screw comes out, and that's where you put the hands. And the whole thing is encased in like a clear resin. So it looks like a giant pile of shit like slapped up against the wall. It's the best clock in the world. Like it's
keeps good time.
It doesn't keep. No, it's actually permanently. Right now, it's permanently 8:42. But but I keep batteries in
shit.
It, so it keeps running. I don't care. Like what?
That's because things stick to shit. So the hands must have stuck for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. One of them's fucked up, but I can replace the thing and yeah. Shit
with more shit, all you have to do is go
to
the bathroom.
I'll find out.
Does it come with a warranty? Like if you call her up and go like, my clog's broke. It's made of shit.
This cockler's like shit.
By the way, we have some pretty nice things in our store and they're not made of shit. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. What else you got there, babe?
Wow, that was a fucking wow.
Nice segue.
Very nice segue. Speaking of not shit, KeithandTheGirl.com/donate.
Do you not like bad things?
Back to this country of Thailand. A Thai Buddhist monk cut off his penis with a machete because he had an erection during meditation and declined to have it reattached, saying he had renounced all earthly cares.
Stop eating then, you fucking liar.
Yeah, the 35-year-old monk whose name was withheld for privacy purposes. I think the town knows you.
You
no
got no
dick.
More privates. What are you talking about?
We cleaned up the womb, gave him some stitches, but he declined to have it reattached because he said he had abandoned everything.
He said put it in his own mouth because he's a snitch.
Wow, that is insane. I thought his son. I want to know who you thought of. Who in the town did you think of? You know, was it Mary?
Oh, that made you have an erection
yeah,
that couldn't
who was
go
it?
Away.
Yeah, every girl acts like it was her. It wasn't. It was a dude.
He's and probably
he was
ashamed
of himself as he should have been.
The dude was bowing to the Lord in front of him.
He's probably a teenager. Nobody explained what's happening, and he just thought things were wrong.
Yeah, come on. That's not your fault. You get fucking wood when you're like 4 years old for absolutely no reason. You're not thinking about fucking some girl.
Thailand.
If you're not me.
Of course not.
And you're also just not supposed to be...
Well, you're not actually fucking some girl if you're not me.
You're not supposed to look at their noodles, too, and go, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
What, the Thai people?
Yeah, the Thai people.
Yum.
That's on a CD. That's
ooh,
ridiculous.
This tastes horrible. Let's throw some basil on there and some mint.
Right. Here's mint and basil.
Oh, some mint and basil.
Yum.
Look
yum.
How big. All those Asian things. How big that fucking menu is. Four fucking ingredients.
Just like Mexican, though.
Yeah, just repeating yourself.
Fucking basil.
And quick, who are news?
Who are?
George the Robot is playing hide-and-seek with scientist Alan Schultz. George whirs and hides behind a post until he's found. Then a bit later, he hunts and finds where Schultz is hiding. If that sounds childish, it doesn't sound childish. It sounds deadly. Consider that Schultz is working his way up to teaching the robot to capture the flag. What's so impressive about robots playing children's games? For a robot to actually find a place to hide and then hunt for its human playmate is a new level of human interaction. The machine
yeah,
must
that sounds like you're getting ready for war.
Yeah, the machine must take cues from people and behave accordingly. This is the beginning of a real robot revolution, giving robots some humanity. We're dead. We're dead. That is ridiculous. Humans United Against Robots.com. Spread the word. We're teaching them how to capture the flag.
They know they will find you.
You know, just for fun to play a little game, I made my office look like Washington, D.C., and we run around playing these little games. Capture the White House.
That's their new skill.
It's a little
game.
They
will always find you.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you very much, Adam.
Thank you.
I just want to say that we had two Nano winners last week, and you know, you're supposed to let us know within a week's time, and they did. So they're getting Nano sent out today. I'm sorry, tomorrow. Today's already over.
All the losers are like, damn it.
Right. Yeah. Nobody lets them know that they
won.
Isn't
that funny? We mentioned any website, it gets hits and stuff. We mentioned somebody's MySpace, it starts getting flooded. But we go, you want a Nano and you have a week to tell us? Not one person says hi.
Well, they found out, and they're getting their sent out. And if you want to keep the girl Nano, keithandthegirl.com/contest, and you can enter right there.
We're going to leave you with our own personal, all week long we're going to do this. This is Keith McNally. You can find him, you know, on the bonus, the third DVD. Happy to serve you. But he's going to finish off the shows all this week with his deep thoughts. We'll catch you later.
Getting real sick of these singers that want to change the world with their music. Bill Gates gave away billions of dollars and the world barely noticed. What the fuck is your song going to do? Can't stand it when they suffer under this delusion that they change things. Like, you know, back in the Vietnam War, there was this radio ban on anti-war songs, yet our song American Woman went to the top of the charts. Yeah? So what? It's about some fucking crazy bitch. It was about a crazy bitch named America. It was about the fucking Statue of Liberty, man, and now we don't want war anymore. And they didn't even know, man. They didn't even know. Well, fucking congratulations. They didn't know. Nobody knew. No one knew what the fuck that song is about. It didn't change anything. Fuck off. People with sensible politics don't bother fucking singing about it. But if they did, it would sound like this.
Global supply chains and big businesses help strengthen the economy of the third world. You Che Guevara t-shirt wearing fucks? Word.
Except, you know, better than that. With rhyme and shit.
KeithandTheGirl.com